حتى آتيا، ثم حتى آتيا، فلم أبرأ حتى آتاني، فقلت لقد سمعت صوتا تقوفت منه، فذكرت له، فقال وهل سمعته؟ قلت نعم، قال ذاك جبريل أتاني فقال من مات من أمتك لا يشرك بالله شيئا دخل الجنة، قلت وإن زنى وإن سرق؟ قال وإن زنى وإن سرق. متفق عليه، وهذا لفظ البخاري.
هذا فيه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أتاه من المال يسعى في سرعة إيصال للمستحقين.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى سيد أبو الزراعة بن سعدي بن فلفل سعدي is that it shows that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he acquired wealth he was quick to give it to those people whom were entitled to it.
مهما لا تنبذ له ثلاثة أيام حتى يضل.
And what was mentioned in this hadith is that the Prophet ﷺ did not wish for this wealth to remain in his hand for longer than 3 days, except that he gave it to those people who were entitled to it.
هذا يدل على الهمة في الاستعجال فيما يكون عند الإنسان من أمانات.
And it shows how the individual, how he should hasten to fulfill those trusts. And those things that he has been entrusted with. If somebody has given him a trust, that he hastens to fulfill this. And this hadith illustrates that fact. And that which is obligatory, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it to those people who are entitled to it. There are some people who, they receive wealth from those who do good, those people that give this money for some good cause.
بدل أن يعطيها المستحقيها يذهب يجعلها في تجارات يريدها تزيد.
And these people when they give this wealth that was given in good or given as a trust to be spent in good, these people take this money and instead of giving it to those people who are deserving of it, what they do is they try to do business with it, seeking to increase this amount.
بل ربما وقعت في خسارة كما حصل من بعض الجهات النفعية تجعل أموال المستحقين المحسنين في هذه التجارات وحقها أن تصرف لمستحقيها خاصة أموال الزكاة.
The Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that it may be that when these people seek to use this money to use it in business so as to have this wealth increase, it may be that they actually lose this money and that the money is decreased and it doesn't reach those people who are deserving of it. And the Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that like this is some of those organizations or agencies that are responsible for collecting the money of those who spend it in good and with regards to specific regards with giving the zakat. And the Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that what is obligatory upon these individuals is that they give the money, they hasten to give the money to those people who are entitled or deserving of it.
بل لا يحق لهم هذا التصرف.
And the Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that these individuals they have no right to use this money in the manner that the Sheikh Habib Allah Ta'ala described. No. It is not their right to do so. وقال رحمه الله تعالى
ثم ذكر أهمية التوحيد أن العبد وإن مات على شيء من الذنوب إذا لم يكن واقع في الشرك فإن مآله إلى الجنة.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala mentioned the last part of this hadith, which illustrates the importance of tawheed, that despite what the individual may engage in from major or minor sins, the fact is, if he does not commit any form of shirk or associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he dies upon this, that the individual, his abode will be paradise, provided he dies upon a tawheed. And without his question to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, even if this individual committed adultery or fornicated or stole somebody's wealth, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, even if he did this. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو كان لي مثل أحد ذهبا لسرني أن لا تمر علي ثلاثة ليال وعندي منه شيء إلا شيء أرسله لدين. متفق عليه.
نعم.
وعنه
قال فيه أخذ الاحتياط.
The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that this is taken with ihtiyat or being on the side of safety.
في قضايا الديون وأمور الديون.
With regards to paying back debt and those things that are related to one having debt.
نعم. ولا ينبغي الإنسان كما أتى عنه صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تخيفوا أنفسكم بالدين.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not fear yourselves with debt.
فيذل الإنسان نفسه بالدين.
Because the individual, he humiliates himself by having these debt.
وديون الناس تختلف.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that the different types of debt that an individual may have, they differ from person to person.
منها ديون في ضروريات.
There are duyun or debt that a person incurs due to dire necessity. يعني ضروريات or things that he must have.
أو ابتلاءات ومصائب.
Or يعني something might have been destroyed or some sort of calamity. So.
وبعضهم يأخذ الدين ليس في ضروريات إنما في بعض الاحتياجات.
And the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that. There are those people that they incur debt, not because of something that they are in dire need of, but simply to have things that they want. Some things that they want.
ولو تقلل لا مشت الحياة.
And the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that if the individual was to minimize these things that he wanted and was not in dire need of, then his life would still be able to continue as is.
وبعضهم لا يأخذها لا في ضروريات ولا في حاجيات.
And there are those individuals who do not incur debt, whether it be for those things that they are in dire need of, or those things that they simply have a simple need for or want.
إنما يأخذ الديون من أجل الكماليات.
Rather, this individual, this later example, this last example, this is need, and they are not out of dire need, they are not out of things that he wants to need, but they are above that.
هذه الكماليات.
And these كماليات or these extra things that the person is not in need of.
عدمها لا يضر.
This individual, if he doesn't have these extra things, he is in no harm.
تمشي الحياة بغيرها.
And his life will continue without having these things.
So تجد غالب ديون الناس في هذه الكماليات.
And the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that the majority of the debt that people incur are from these kamaliyat or these extra things that these people are not in need of.
مثالنا.
And the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala has given an example.
عنده سيارة.
This individual, he has a car.
لكن يريد سيارة أجد.
But he wants a newer car.
أصبح.
And the Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that this individual is patient.
يجتمع عندك مال ولست في حاجة للديون تراكم عليك خلفك ذرية خلفك ناس تحملهم ديونك.
The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that this individual is to wait until he saves up enough money and he's able to purchase it without incurring debt. Why? Because this individual has people that are behind him, like children and his wives and what have you, that will incur his debt, like his children and grandchildren and offspring, once he dies.
أحياناً تذهب إلى السوق.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala has given an example. Sometimes you may go to the marketplace.
وأنت تريد شيء.
And you may want something.
50 ريال.
You may want something that costs 50 reals.
حليب. وإذا تأتي بسلة مليئة.
And it may be that you end up going to the cashier with a full basket.
عندك نظارة بس وجدت لك نظارة ثانية.
You have glasses, but you found another pair of glasses.
عندك غترة بس وجدت لك غترة ثانية.
You have a غترة, but you want to buy another غترة. You found another
عندك
one.
عندك جوال بس خدت لك جوال ثاني.
You already have a mobile phone, but you want another one.
وأساليب العرض يجيدون استخراج الأموال من الجيوب.
The Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala stated that the different mechanisms that are used in terms of discounts and things of this nature, they are proficient in taking the money out of people's pockets.
ولهم أساليب تسويقية.
And they have the different mechanisms and means that they use for marketing.
خاصة في من معهم تطبيق شراء.
And the Sheikh Hafidah Allah Ta'ala has given an example, especially those stores or those places that have applications for actually buying the goods on your mobile phone. They have mobile phone apps, or you can actually buy from your phone.
لو دخل أمازون ولا سوق.com ولا دخل جيل شيك ولا غيرها تجد يشتري أشياء ليس بحاجته.
The Sheikh Hafidah Allah Ta'ala has given an example of Souq.com, Amazon.com, JaliTik. The person enters and he, because it's so easy, he buys this stuff and he is in no need of it.
وأمس الجمعة الناس أصحاب الأموال تصلهم أرباح سنة في يومين في 5 أيام 10 مليار.
The Sheikh Hafidah Allah Ta'ala stated that these agencies, because of the sales that they have on Friday, that they will profit and what they normally make in 4 years in a matter of days.
وأكثرها على الفيزا.
And the Sheikh Hafidah Allah Ta'ala stated that their profit is coming from the visa cards and stuff like this.
والفيزا دين.
And the visa card is a thing, it's a debt.
وغالب الفيز كلها ربا.
And the Sheikh Hafidah Allah Ta'ala stated that added to that, the majority of visa cards are dealing with riba or interest.
في ليس فقط كماليات.
Not the Sheikh Hafidah Allah Ta'ala stated not even for these extra things, but
بل مترفات.
But those things that will cause the person to be busy with these type of dunya matters.
مترفات ترف.
It's just some luxury goods.
اتق الله بمالك الذي اكتسبته ستسأل عنها أين صرفته.
And the Sheikh Hafidah Allah Ta'ala is reminding us all to fear Allah Azza wa Jalla with regards to our wealth, as it is one of those things that we will be questioned about. Where did you spend your money and upon what did you spend your money?
البيوت مليئة أواني وملابس ومع ذلك يشترون.
The Sheikh
الباقي يتصدقون به لا بأس.
The Sheikh Hafidah Allah Ta'ala stated that if you look at the houses are full of clothes and different dishes and cutlery. And the Sheikh Hafidah Allah Ta'ala stated that in addition to that, the people still continue to buy. If they were to give these things in sadaqah, the Sheikh Hafidah Allah Ta'ala stated that, la bas, yani, there's no harm in that. But unfortunately, many people, they don't even give a sadaqah. They just throw the things that they don't eat, they just throw them out.
المشكلة أن كل ينظر إلى الآخر الذي أفضل منه في الدنيا فينافسه.
The Sheikh Hafidah Allah Ta'ala stated that the problem lies in the fact that many of the people, the majority of the people, they look at those people that have more than them, and they try to compete with them in these dunya affairs or in these dunya goods. Like what we say in English, keeping up with the Joneses.
What?
Keeping up with the Joneses. شخص ينافس الجيران وينافس من حوله.
Thank you.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم ولا تنظروا إلى من فوقكم فهو أجدر ألا تزدروا نعمة الله عليكم. متفق عليه وهذا لفظ مسلم. وفي رواية البخاري إذا نظر أحدكم إلى من فضل عليه من في الماء والخلق فلينظر إلى من هو أسفل منه. And in this hadith, the author brought the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stated, look to those who are beneath you, and do not look to, with regards to the dunya matters, and do not look to those who are above you with regards to the dunya matters, and this is better so that you do not belittle or discount the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. And this was the narration of Muslim. And in the narration of Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that if one of you was to look at whoever has been given with regards to ma' or khalq or يعني, things like this, فَلْيَنْظُرْ إِمَنَهُ وَأَسْفَلَ مِنْهُ, then let him look at the person who has less than him or the person who is beneath him with regards to these dunya affairs.
هذا توجيه نبوي.
And the Shaykh Hafidah Allah Ta'ala stated that this is a توجيه or directives, prophetic directives.
فيه ضبط.
And it has ضبط or discipline.
للظواهر الاجتماعية.
It has a disciplining mechanism for for those things that are witnessed with regards to the society.
في أمور الدنيا لا تنظر من هو أعلى منك.
Do not look at the person who has more than you or a person who is above you with regards to these dunya affairs. He has more than you.
لأنه أعلى منك.
Why? Because he has more than you.
مال ولا تستطيع أن تجعل نفسك غني.
He has wealth, and you yourself, you are not in a position or you are not able to make yourself wealthy like he is.
لكن مستواك الاجتماعي.
But with regards to your level in the society,
لو التفت إلى من خلفك.
If you look at those who are beneath you or have less than you or behind you with regards to these dunya affairs,
ستجد نفسك في مرحلة أفضل.
You will find that you are in a position which is materially better than these individuals.
إذن في أمور الدنيا انظر من خلفك ومن تحتك.
So with regards to the dunya, look at who is behind you or who has less than you.
يكسبك نوع من القناعة والرضا.
And this will help you with regards to attaining contentment and being happy with that which you have.
أما إذا شفت من أعلى منك أصابتك الحسرة.
But if you look at those who have more than you, or those people who enjoy more than you, then it will cause you to experience this hasra, or this being sad due to the fact that you do not have this.
جارك عنده.
Your neighbor has.
Mercedes.
He has a Mercedes.
وأنت عندك كيا.
And you have a Kia.
جارك عنده دباب.
And you have another neighbor who has a دباب.
موسيكل. موسيكل.
A motorcycle.
فإذا رأيت يمين.
So if you look to your right.
شفت السيارة الفخمة.
You see this luxury car, the Mercedes.
وإذا التفت يسار.
And if you look to the left.
شفت إنك في حال أفضل من هذا.
You see that your situation is better than your other neighbor who has the motorcycle.
لا تكثر الالتفات إلى صاحب المرسيدس.
The Sheikh is saying, do not increase your looking to the individual who has more than.
حدث نفسك إنني. حالي أفضل من صاحبه وصاحب الدباب هذا المستخدم.
Look at yourself as being in a position where you have more than the one who has a motorcycle. And that person who has a motorcycle.
جاره يروح مع التاكسي. عنده سيارة المرسيدس.
His neighbor has a taxi. He doesn't have a motorcycle or a Mercedes.
وجاره الثاني عنده سيكل ما عنده فلوس حق التاكسي.
And the other neighbor has a bicycle. He doesn't have money for a taxi.
وجاره الرابع.
And the fourth neighbor.
يمشي على رجله دائما.
He always walks by foot everywhere he wants to go.
ما عنده فلوس لا سيكل ولا حق
سيارة. He doesn't have money, not money for a taxi, no money for a bicycle.
بس ترى آخر واحد أحسنهم حال صحي.
But the last one, he's probably in the best physical health in all of them.
ولا هو راضي. ما هو راضي عن
حاله. And he's not happy. He's not happy with the situation.
من عنده سيكل.
The one who has a cycle.
وراح السيكل يتمنى عنده دباب.
God, the one who has a cycle, he wishes that he had a motorcycle.
واللي عنده يتمنى عنده سيارة كيا.
And the motorcycle, the one who has a motorcycle, he wishes that he had a Kia.
يتمنى عنده. كل في الدنيا يتنافسون.
With regards to the dunya, the people they compete with regards to these material goods.
اقنع بما أنت فيه ترتاح.
The Sheikh حبيب الله تعالى has stated for us to be content with what we have, and if you are content, you are. You rest or you become happy, you're content.
أما أمور الدين.
However, with regards to affairs of the religion.
أما المسابقة للآخرة.
And with regards to competing with regards to the reward of the آخرة.
انظر من هو أفضل منك.
Look at those who are better than you with regards to the religion.
لا تنظر من هو دونك.
And do not look at those who may not do as much as you with regards to the religion.
يأتي صاحب. صلاة العشاء يقول الحمد لله أنا صليت مع الجماعة في المسجد.
The person who comes to the masjid for صلاة العشاء says الحمد لله I prayed صلاة العشاء جماعة in the masjid.
جاري ما يصلي في المسجد.
And he says my neighbor he doesn't pray in the masjid.
أنا أصلي العشاء مع الجماعة.
He says and this individual he says I at least prayed صلاة العشاء in the masjid.
بس جارك الثاني يصلي الفجر مع الجماعة.
But the other neighbor his other neighbor he prays صلاة الفجر in the masjid.
تعب بصلي في البيت.
And this individual says, oh, this is tiring. I'll pray at home. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that he had another neighbor who prays Fajr and Maghrib and Isha in the masjid. With regards to affairs of the religion, look at those who are better than you. And do not look at those who are not at the level that you're at or who do less than you. And you will say, by doing this, you'll say, I'm better than this situation, I'm better than this person, or his situation.
لماذا؟
Why?
لأن الأفضل أن تقادر على أن تمارس نفس ممارساته.
Because when you look at the person who is better than you in the religion, you yourself you are able and you are able to do what he has done or what he does.
في أمور الدين والآخرة.
With regards to the affairs of the religion and the afterlife, the next life.
أما في أمور الدنيا أنت ما تملك هذه الأشياء.
But with regards to the dunya, you can't because you don't own those things that he owns.
فقنع لحالك الذي أفضل من من هو أفقر منك.
So be content with the material level that you are at, so that you can acknowledge these blessings and look at yourself as being better than the person who does not have as much as you.
هذا نص. يعالج قيم المجتمع.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that with this simple text, this text of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it treats some of the societal ills that we see in the society. It is a societal value.
بل حتى يعالج الفوضى الشرائية.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that so much so, it helps to treat or it helps to cure the chaotic consumerism that many people are afflicted with.
فيجعله متقيدا بجانب الضروريات والاحتياجات.
So it causes the person to restrict himself with regards to material goods that he buys, that which he is in dire need of, or that which he has a minimal need for.
وينتبه للكماليات والمترفات والترف.
And the individual he takes care or he's cautious of spending his wealth on those things that he is in no need of, or those things which are luxury goods or luxury items.
ونحن قد نقع في هذه الأخطاء.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that it may be that we fall into these problems or we commit these mistakes.
بحاجة إلى مجاهدة وانتباه وهكذا.
And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that life is it requires us to have mujahada or to strive.
نعم. نحن توسعنا لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تناول مسألة مهمة في مسألة الرصد للدين والاستعداد لأشياء حتى لا تكون
يعني.
وغالب ما يعاني فيه سواء المغتربين أو بعض المواطنين أو بعض كلهم يشتكي من الدين 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 بل لا تجد إنسان إلا عليه دين وأحيانا هو الذي يسقط نفسه في الديون. فلو كان هناك قليل من الترتيب لا عاش حياة هنية دون أن يكون عليه دين بل هو قد يدين الآخرين ويعطيه بس بحاجة شوي ترتيب أو تنظيم أو كما تقولون يعني كنترول لنفسه شوي.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى he said that he spent time on this first hadith and the second one simply due to the fact that it mentioned that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the affair of debt. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that regardless of the fact if a person is a citizen here or if a person has come to work here, you find that the majority of people that they complain about this issue, they complain about the debt that they have incurred. And the Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala stated that the person is in control of not taking any debt and that the person is able to not incur any debt, but it requires self-control and it requires the individual assessing what he needs and what he is in dire need of and doing away with buying luxury goods or those things that he is not in need of. And like the Sheikh said, the individual is required to have self-control and organize his affairs. And it may be a situation where instead of being the one who incurs debt, this individual puts himself in a position that he's the one who actually gives people loans.
وإن أردتم أن يكون في مجلس حسن التصرف المالي.
And if you want a gathering of how to يعني, deal with your finances,
بعض الناس يقولون يده مخروقة.
Some people say that the person's hand, it's an idiom that they say it, the person's hand is burning.
ما يستطيع يمسك.
He can't hold on to money.
وربما أحيانا تكون زوجته ما تخليه يمسك.
And it may be a situation where the person's wife, she doesn't let him hold the money.
قد يكون هو أشد منها صرف.
It may be that this individual, the man himself, that he is more severe with regards to his being a spendthrift than his wife. And it may be a situation that she spends more than him. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala has stated that he will tell us a secret and do not tell the woman for it.
بعض النساء تريد أن تصرف المال الكثير حتى لا يبقى عندك شيء تخاف أن تتزوج عليها.
There are those women, they don't want you to save any money. Why? Because if you have money, you may marry. a second or a third wife. So she wants you to be broke so that you don't have the means to marry a second wife.
ليس ضروري أن يكون الإنسان جمع المال من أجل التزوج.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that it's not a condition that the individual save money so that he can get married.
على كل قد يكون لها مجلس صغير مجالس العلم مجلس لقاء أو كذا يكون فيه كيف تتصرف في الأشياء الداخلة عليك وتنظم نفسك في هذا الجانب.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said in another gathering, not in the gathering of Sikh religious knowledge, but the Shaykh will have a gathering where he explains how to
فقد مارس هذا رسول الله
properly spend your money and your finances. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم engaged in this.
كان رجل وكان يريد أن يتزوج قال افعل كذا اشتر كذا اشتر فاس اشتر حبل بع اخذ النص اشتر الباقي كذا افعل كذا وجه كيف يصرف المال اذا اتاه ويدير المال والاسره بما هو فيه حسن تدبير.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that there is a prophetic precedent for this, and it is the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man came to him and he was begging, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam guided him. He told him to do this, do that, do this, do that. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that in this hadith, it shows that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave this individual financial advice how to save money, spend money, earn money, and tadbir. يعني how the person plans and manages his financial affairs.
فإذا رأيت من واحد منك من الناحية المالية ومن الناحية الجسمية كان يكون مثلا نظرك ضعيف ونظرك جيد تلبس نظارات أنت معك أمراض وليس معهم أمراض فانظر لمن هو أنت أفضل منه ذاك مشلول وذاك في المستشفى فأحرى أن لا يزدري نعم الله التي هو فيها فيعرف أنه في حال أحسن من أناس كثير جدا فإذا كنت تجد طعام وشراب وآمن أنت أفضل من أربع أخماس أهل الأرض.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that if you see an individual, this individual, he may be better than you with regards to his finances or his material wealth. He may be physically more healthier than you. For example, you wear glasses and this person has 20/20 vision. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated to look at those individuals who are beneath you or do not have as much as you so that you won't belittle the blessings of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that if you have food, if you have drink, and you live in safety, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that with that alone, you live better than 4/5 of the entire population of the world. Just having food, drink, and security.
فأكثر من 5.5 مليار يعانون يأكل طعام أو أمن أو استقرار.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that approximately 5.5 billion people of the earth's inhabitants that they don't know or they can't find food and they don't have stability and that they don't have the security that many of us enjoy.
أنت أفضل من 5 مليار وزيادة من الناس.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated
أنك في مرحلة متقدمة جدا خلفك ليس ملايين مليارات فتزدري نعمة الله تحملنا.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated by looking at those individuals who are not as good as you are materially, the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala gave this example that just by simply having food and drink and security and stability, you are better than, in a situation that is better than, approximately 5.5 billion people of the world, of the earth's inhabitants. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated by doing this, by looking at those that are don't have as much material goods as you have, that it causes you to be content with what you have and acknowledge the blessings and be thankful for the blessings that you have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that we live a lifestyle like the lifestyle of kings. The Shaykh is saying, what is the food that they eat that we don't find? Everything is available for us to eat.
نأكل معكم. نلبس ملابس.
We eat what they eat. We wear the same clothes that they wear. We ride the same vehicles that they have.
نركب مراكب.
We ride the same vehicles and cars that they do.
نسكن مساكنهم.
We live in the same houses that they do.
ممكن تسكن لك في أفخم فندق.
And it may be a situation where you live in the most, or you're able to stay in the most luxurious hotel.
لكن أنت مرتاح الباب.
But the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that you are content.
هم أشغلهم سياسة الحكم وبقاء حكم.
And they are busy with يعني their political affairs and the remaining political situation. وهذا the political situation remain.
أنت في مرحلة متقدمة أفضل.
You're in a situation that is better.
ما تعاني شيء حتى الأمن قد كفيت إياه.
You don't complain about anything, even the affairs of security. You have been provided with security.
تمشي حرا طليقا.
You are able to walk freely.
لست محاط بآلة من الناس حتى لا أحد يعتدي عليك.
And you're not in a situation where you have to have some sort of security so that nobody transgresses upon your rights or your property or your personal being.
تجد راحة بعبادتك في صلاتك في قيامك مع أسرتك. تعيش الحياة بكل ما تعي من معاني. وغيرك وإن كان ملك أو حاكم أو أمير أو وزير هو يعاني من هذه الظواهر الاجتماعية.
And the Sheikh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala said that us, and you're able to relax in your prayer, relax in the affairs that you have to do simply because you don't have this overbearing responsibility that the rulers may have or that the ministers may have and people like this. Simply because they are busy with these political affairs and the affairs that are related to ruling.
هذا النص النبوي.
This prophetic hadith.
منهج حياة.
It is a methodology with regards to how one lives his life.
اللهم صل وسلم على رسول الله. اللهم صل وسلم على رسول الله. ربي انظروا إلى من هو أسفل منكم ولا تنظروا إلى من فوقكم فهو أجدر ألا تجدروا نعمة الله عليكم. يعني تحتقر الخير اللي أنت فيه. تحتقر الخير اللي أنت فيه.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala is alluding to the fact or stating the fact that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directed us to look at those individuals who are not as well off as we are. And this is so that you do not belittle the blessings that you have been blessed with.
الأحاديث القادمة تدور في هذه المعاني.
And the next couple of hadith, they all revolve around similar meaning. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعس عبد الدينار والدرهم والقطيفة والخميسة إن أعطي ردي وإن لم يعطى لم يرضى رواه البخاري. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال لقد رأيت 70 من أهل الصفة ما منهم رجل عليه رداء إما إزار وإما كساء قد ربطوا في أعناقهم فمنها ما يبلغ نصف الساقين ومنها ما يبلغ الكعبين فيجمعه بيده كراهية أن ترى عورته رواه البخاري.
عليهم شح ومع ذلك يعيشون في سعادة.
The Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that these people, the Ahl al-Suffa, that although they had this extreme poverty, they lived in this, they were in a state of happiness and contentment. وعنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر رواه مسلم.
سجن المؤمن.
It's the prison of the believer.
لأن إذا انتقل إلى الجنة فيها من النعيم ما تعتبر هذه الحياة وإن كانت في نعيم لا شيء.
Because what waits for this individual from the reward of paradise, with in comparison to the dunya or to the worldly life was like a sijin. It was like a jail. Even if this individual had a multitude of blessings while he was in this dunya, what awaits him in the paradise makes this world looks like a jail in comparison to the paradise.
وجنة الكافر حتى وإن كان في هذه الدنيا في شقاء وفقر وسجن هي بالنسبة للآخرة نعيم لأنه سيذهب إلى جهنم.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that with regards to the kafir, that whatever this kafir experienced from things that he suffered from, or poverty, or even if he was in jail, while he was in the worldly life, what awaits him from the hellfire it makes whatever situation he was in, however bad that situation was in the dunya, it makes the dunya look like a paradise with regards to the hellfire that awaits him.
Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani wa Ahmad kana rais al-qudha fi Masr fi waqtih.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala is giving the story of Ibn Hajar, and he was the lead judge during his time in Misr.
ورئيس القضاة في مصر له شأنه فكان يمشي في موكب.
And the lead judge during those times, it was a very important position, so much so that if the individual was to go out, that he would have a موكب or a procession.
ابن حجر عالم من علماء المسلمين صاحب كتاب فتح الباري شرح صحيح البخاري وهو من أنفس الشروح مليء بالعلم والأخطاء التي وقع فيها نبه عليها أهل العلم في مسألة التأويل أو غيرها.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala is giving a brief explanation of who Ibn Hajar was. And for those of you who don't know, Ibn Hajar is one of the scholars of Hadith. He has an explanation of Sahih Bukhari to Bukhari. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that despite the mistakes from ta'wil that Ibn Hajar may have fallen into, the ulama still recognize his position and they have pointed out those mistakes that he may have fallen into in the book Fath
al-Bari.
And a Jewish person, a Jew came to his possession.
فقال تقولون أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ثم ذكر الحديث الدنيا جنة الكافر وسجن المؤمن سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر.
This Jew, he came to
أنت في هذا الهيلمان وأنا في هذا الحال فقير و فكيف يكون هذا؟ وهو أراد أن يعترض بهذه الشبهة على هذا الإمام ولكنه أسقط بين يدي ابن حجر. ابن حجر عالم يعرف ماذا يتكلم فأجابه نحو مما ذكرنا ونحن استفدنا منه هذا الجواب.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى stated that during this procession a poor Jew came up to Ibn Hajar and he said, you all say that your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the dunya or the worldly life is the jail of the mu'min and and it's the paradise of the kafir, it's the paradise of the disbeliever. How is that when you're in the position that you're in? The fact that Ibn Hajar was the lead judge and he had this possession would show that he had wealth. And look at the position that I'm in. And it was as if this individual, this Jew, he wanted to oppose or contradict or show a contradiction in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that the answer Ibn Hajar gave was what the Shaykh mentioned previously, that what awaits him from the punishment of the hellfire in comparison to what he lives in the dunya. The dunya is a paradise for that kafir. With regards to, or in comparison to what awaits him from the punishment of the hellfire. And with regards to Ibn Hajar, what awaits him, or the Muslim, what awaits him with regards to paradise, the dunya is a prison. So this individual, and this individual, of course, he submitted to the answer that he was given from this noble scholar Ibn Hajar. And this answer, it caused him to basically be quiet and shut up.
No,
it silenced him.
This is the shut up.
Shut up in
my
own
way. No. Askata. No. This is how the term
is. It silenced him.
Some.
Silenced him.
Some.
It silenced him.
Shukran.
No. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال أخذ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بمنكبي فقال كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر السبيل. وكان ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما يقول إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح وإذا أصبح فلا تنتظر المساء وخذ من صحتك لمرضك ومن حياتك لموتك. رواه البخاري.
إذن النص إذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح وإذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء. وخذ من صحتك لمرضك تفسير ابن عمر للنص النبوي.
The Sheikh Hamid al-Mawtan stated that the second statement from Ibn Umar, it is a tafsir or is an explanation of the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he stated, be in the dunya as if you are a stranger or one who is
passing.
It is an explanation of the prophetic statement, be in this world as if you are a stranger or if you are simply passing.
يعني الذي يمر بشجرة وهو عابر سبيل هل يصنع تحتها كوخ؟
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that the person who is traveling and he passes by a tree and he wants to rest, does this individual build a hut under the tree or build something under the tree؟
أم هو وقت الاستراحة وسينطلق؟
Or is it simply a resting point whereby he sits down and lays down rest and keeps going؟
هذا الذي بنى كوخ كأنه نسي أنه عابر سبيل.
The individual who built a hut, يعني he has forgotten that he is simply passing by.
أنا أردت أن أبين من خلال ضرب هذا المثال التعلق بالدنيا هو كمن نسي نفسه أنه عابر سبيل فانشغل بالدنيا بأشياء يفعلها الذين سيمكثون 1,000 سنة 3,000 سنة.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala gave this example to bring to our attention the fact that there are those individuals who live in the dunya and work in the dunya as if they are going to live for 1,000, 2,000, or 3,000 years and forget the akhirah. Forget the fact that they are going to leave this world in life and that they should be simply wayfarers, people who are just passing by.
أعمار الأمة في الستين والسبعين.
And what is coming in the hadith that the typical age for this ummah is between 60 and 70. 15 years and you are a tifl or a child in childhood. And the individual, even when he reaches adulthood, he is still not
becoming.
And then once the individual reaches about 50, then he begins to experience different types of sicknesses and ailments.
تشغل نفسك كثير.
The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that do not busy yourself too much with the dunya.
يعني لا تكون الدنيا في قلبك. اجعلها في يدك.
Do not put the worldly life in your heart, but rather let it stay in your hand or place it in your hand.
نعم. لأن هناك من جعلها في قلبه أصحاب الذين جعلوها في أيديهم وصفهم الله عز وجل بقوله لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. فذكر الله وإقام الصلاة يبادرون لها. إذا وجدت نفسك أشغلتك الدنيا عن الدين فاعلم أنها ليست في يدك إنما هي في قلبك.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah
Ta'ala. تترك يعني بعضهم ما يصلي. إذا رجع البيت صلى. أي صلاة؟ الظهر، العصر، المغرب، العشاء، إذا رجع البيت صلي. ما هذا؟ هل خلقنا للدنيا؟ وللآخرة خير وأبقى. فلا تشغلنا الدنيا عن الآخرة. نحن خلقنا لعبادة الله. فجعلت الدنيا لنستعين بها على طاعة الله. فلا تشغلنا التي رزقنا إياها لنستعين بها فننشغل بها عن ما خلقنا من أجل.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that what he meant by do not be those people who put or do not be from those people who put the dunya in their hearts, rather put it in your hand. It is like what Allah has mentioned, those people that tijara or business and these affairs of the worldly life, they do not cause the person to be busy and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in prayer and the remembrance of Allah azza wa jalla, as what has come in the verse. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the individual, if he finds in himself that he's become busy with the worldly life, so much so that he forgets the prayer. And the Shaykh gave the example of those people, there are some people that they are so immersed in the dunya that they don't pray. When they come home, they pray dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, like this. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that, what is this? This is an example of a person who has put the dunya in his heart, and that is his hand. And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that we should not forget the fact of why we were created. That we were created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that this is our main goal. This is the purpose of our creation, and that we have been given, or we are to use these worldly means, or these material means, as an assistance, or to assist us in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah ta'ala again warned us from being from those people that busy themselves with the worldly life and material goods, so much so that they forget why they were created, and they forget the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, and what they were created for, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فَمَنْ كَانَتُ الدُّنْيَا هَمَّةً شَتَّتَ اللَّهُ شَمْلَةً وجعل فقره بين عينيه ولم يأته إلا ما كتب الله.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala is reminding us of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person who has made his main concern the dunya, that Allah would busy him with this dunya, and that he will only get from the dunya that which was written for him.
ومن كانت الآخرة هما.
And the person who his main goal is the akhirah.
جمع الله شمله.
Allah will organize his affairs.
وجعل غناه في قلبه.
And he has made him content, or his blessing with contentment in his heart.
وأتت بالدنيا وهي راضمة.
And the dunya will come to him even if she doesn't want to.
قنعه الله بما أتى. قنعه الله بما أتى.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this person contentment with what it is he has.
ومن يتق الله. ومن يتق الله
the individual who fears Allah
يجعل له من أمره يسرا.
The individual Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whoever fears Allah, Allah will make his affairs easy.
ومن يتق الله
the one who again whoever fears Allah
يجعل له مخرجا.
He gives him an outlet, or he makes a way out for him.
ويرزقه من حيث لا.
And he provides for him from ways or in a manner which this individual would not be able to comprehend.
بل نراقب الله في هذا المال.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that we have to be cognizant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to our wealth.
يراقب الله في حل وحرام.
With regards to, is this wealth halal? Is this wealth haram?
بعض الناس الحلال ما حل في يده والحرام ما حرم منه.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that there are those individuals that what they consider halal is that which he puts his hand on. And what he considers haram is that which he hasn't been given.
هي كالشمس.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that it is like the sun.
جعلت أمر الله بين عينيك هذا النور.
If you put what Allah has commanded in front of your eyesight, your main goal.
فأقبلت على الله.
And that you approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
أتت الدنيا خلفك كظلك كمن استقبل الشمس.
The dunya will be behind you like the shadow, like the person who is standing in front of the sun, and the shadow behind him. This is representative of the dunya. It is behind him, like a shadow.
سيتبعك ظلك.
It will follow. Just like the shadow follows you, the dunya will follow you.
ليس باختيارك.
And it is not by your choice.
مهما تهرب منه يتبعك ظلك.
يعني even if you try to escape it, it will follow you.
يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated,
"Inna ahadakum la yatlubu rizqah ashadd mimma yatlubu ajala."
There is one. The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that one of you verily his rizq or his provisions follow you.
كما يطلبه أجله.
Like his, or more so than his ajal, or his appointed time to die follows him. That his rizq will be more severe in following him. Then his appointed death time.
والحديث أتته الدنيا وهي راضمة.
And the hadith, the previous hadith that the Shaykh mentioned that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that the dunya will come even if she doesn't want to, because Allah will
command. جعل الآخرة أهم أمر الله بين عينيه.
Why? Because this individual made the akhirah or the next life, he made this his main goal. He put the affair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between his two eyes.
أما من جعل أمر الله خلف ظهره.
But the individual who puts the affair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala behind his back.
والنور استدبره.
And the light is behind him.
كمن أعطى الشمس ظهره.
Is like the individual who stands with his back towards the sun.
وأتى بالنص كانت الدنيا بين عينيه.
And it will be, yeah, it comes in the text that the dunya is in front of his eyes. And his goal is main goal is the dunya.
فمن استدبر الشمس أتى ظله أمامه.
The one who puts his back towards the sun, his shadow will be in front of him.
هل هناك أحد سبق ظله؟
Is there anyone who can precede his shadow?
مهما جرى.
No matter how much it runs.
كانت الدنيا بين عيني.
The dunya will be in front of his face or in front of his eyes.
كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Like the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated.
هذا مثال.
And this is the example that the Shaykh gave about the shadow and the sun. This is an example.
وأنت الحكم على نفسك.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that ultimately you are the one who is in control of yourself with regards to these affairs.
اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stating making supplication that Allah not make the dunya the main concern of us and the end result of our of the knowledge that we have.
So life being a shuruba anfusna.
And the Shaykh made supplication that Allah protect us from evil of our own selves.
And the goose ammara bissu'. إذا ما نجاهدها أن ننجرف.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that the souls are commanded with evil and that if we don't strive against them, then the person will become يعني misguided or swayed away off the path.
وإذا رأيت نفسك ضعيف أمامها أهرب.
And if you see yourself being weak in front of it, then run, escape.
من الأسباب الموصلة إلى هذا الأمر.
يعني run from those affairs that may lead to this affair.
هناك كلمة جميلة.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that there's a very beautiful statement.
استفدتها من شيخنا رحمة الله عليه الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى benefited or heard this statement from الشيخ ابن باز رحمه الله تعالى.
كان يتكلم عن الفتن.
He was talking about calamities, fitting, tribulations, and trials.
فقال كلمة.
And he said a very beautiful statement.
قال إن من العصمة ألا تقدر.
He said, verily, from an isma of being protected is that you don't even go close.
لو تأملتم فيها.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that if you contemplate and reflect upon this statement, that from being protected is that you don't even get close. And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that this statement is full of meaning.
أشرحها لكم. أشرحها. إن من العصمة ألا تقدر.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that verily from being having عصمة or being protected.
يعني من حفظ الله عز وجل. إنك ما تقدر تسوي إلا تبي.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that from Allah protecting you is that you don't have the ability to do certain things.
شخص مبتلى بالخمر.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى is giving the example. The statement was that from Israel from being protected is that you don't have the ability to do certain things. That's what the statement was.
لو كان بين يديه شرب.
The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that.
لو كان الخمر بين يديه.
A person that if he had the ability to drink alcohol in front of him, he would have.
لكن ليس موجود.
But it's not there. He doesn't have the ability. It's not there.
ولا يستطيع.
And he can't.
المحلات ما تبيع.
And the stores don't sell it.
بالخفاء.
They sell it in silence or in secret.
ولا في فلوس.
And he doesn't have money.
والأمن تابع.
And the security apparatus follows him or patrols.
والمحكمة والشرع وراءه السجن.
And of course, you have jail time if he is to get caught.
من العصمة لا تقدر.
And this is an example of the statement that from being protected is that the individual doesn't have the ability. That was the original statement from the Sheikh Ibn Baz that من العصمة from being protected is that you don't have the ability or you can't do certain things.
إذا لا تعرض نفسك للفتن.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, he said, do not expose yourself or do not.
يقدر أن يمارس ما يشتهي.
So this individual, by doing so, he exposes himself to these trials and tribulations, and he's able. And because of this, he ends up committing these sins.
لأن أنت ابتعد عن مواطن الفتن.
So the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that for you, what you are to do is to remove yourself and distance yourself from the places of fitin, from the places of trials.
فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَتَهَيَّأْ لَكَ أَسْبَابِ الْوُقُوعِ فِيهَا.
So that those means of falling into the haram are not made easy, are not facilitated for you, so you don't fall into them.
فَاعْتَزِلْ كُلْ شَيْءٍ يُسَهِّلْ لَكَ الْوُقُوعِ فِي الْمُخَالِفِ.
So stay away from everything that will make easy for you or make easy for you falling into what is prohibited.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عبد العباس سهل بن سعد سعد الساعدي رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله دلني على عمل إذا عملته أحبني الله وأحبني الناس. فقال ازهد في الدنيا يحبك الله وازهد فيما عند الناس يحبك الناس. حديث حسن رواه ابن ماجه وغيره بأسانيد حسنة.
هذا الحديث يضعفه البعض لكن معناه صحيح.
The Sheikh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that there are some ulama who deem this hadith as being weak, but the Sheikh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that the meaning is authentic and صحيح.
ازهد في الدنيا لماذا؟ لأنها ستشغلك عن الله عز وجل.
ازهد في الدنيا يعني here, why is the command to do so? Because if it will busy you from obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what Allah has commanded you. Do not busy yourself with the dunya.
يحبك الله لأنك أكثرت الأعمال الصالحة والقربة من الله، لم تنشغل بمترفات وملهيات وشهوات وشبهات الدنيا.
And the result and effect is that Allah will love you because you have engaged in those actions which Allah loves, because you have not busied yourself in those things that busy you from obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing our righteous affairs or righteous actions in those things which bring about Allah's love.
ازهد فيما في أيدي الناس.
And ازهد or do away with that which is in the hands of people.
يحبك الناس.
And the people will love you.
الناس إذا أتاها من أشغلها ما شاء الله ذلي معك عطني من هذا، هذاك يقول عطني من هذا، هذاك يقول عطني من هذا. فالناس انشغلت بالدنيا اللي عندك أنت فيريدون منك. فيبدأ هذا الذي أكثر الناس يطلبونهم الناس ما يزهد فيه. وازهد فيما عند الناس يحبك الناس. ولذلك البعيد عن طلب الناس كل الناس تحبه.
هذا الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى يستند
ما له حاجة عند أحد. حاجته مع الله عز وجل. فيغلب الله حبه في الناس. ما هو مشغول يأخذ من هذا مال، يأخذ من هذا الطعام، يأخذ من هذا ثياب، يأخذ من هذا. فهذا لم يزهد فيما عند الناس، فالناس أصلا أشغلها هذا فلا تحبه. ربما أغلقت الباب، بل إذا رأته ربما تنابزوا بينهم بكلمة جاك ها وهكذا. فازهد فيما في عند الناس يحبك الناس.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala further explained this last point, do away with that which is in the hands of people by not asking them. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala gave the example that the person who doesn't ask, he's loved with the people because he hasn't busied the people with his questioning and asking and requesting for him, requesting from them. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala gave the example of the person who asked this person for this, this person for that, this person for that, and he becomes known for this, so much so that the people when they see him, they say, oh, so-and-so has come, he wants to ask for such and such.
Amen.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما قال ذكر عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه ما أصاب الناس في الدنيا فقال لقد رأيت
يعني الفجر مر بالجميع. حتى أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يشبع من رديء التمر اللي يأتونه الناس الدوام.
The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that everybody will be afflicted or everybody is afflicted with poverty. So much so that in this hadith that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there was a time when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the only food that he had to eat was low-grade dates, yani the dates that the people used to get the animals.
ولذلك الدنيا قد يحبسها الله عن عباده الصالحين حتى لا تلهيهم.
And it shows that the fact that Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may not give from the dunya certain of his or those from his beloved servants so as to not busy them with the dunya from obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or from obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or that which is pleasing. And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given a choice to be a messenger and a king, or to be a messenger and a slave. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose to be a messenger and a slave. And from the supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he said, raise me, O Allah, raise me from amongst the masakin, or those who are impoverished.
قد يفتح الله على عبد من عباده من الأموال فهو من الصالحين المنفقين الباذلين. تاريخ الإسلام شاهد سواء من أبو بكر الصديق أو عبد الرحمن بن عوف أو غيره من بعده.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is bringing to our attention that likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may also give his servants that he loves from material wealth. And above that, these companions they had, they were known to be wealthy.
تاريخ الإسلام إلى يوم الناس هذا مليء.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that Islamic history up until today are full of examples of righteous people who have been given an abundance of material wealth.
نختم بهذا الحديث الذي يكمل العشرة.
And we will finish this hadith and thereby complete 10. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت توفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما في بيتي من شيء يأكله ذو كبد إلا شطر الشعير في رف الريب فأكلت منه حتى طال عليه فكلته ففني. متفق عليه.
هذا بيت الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This is the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إن البيوت مليانة سنة.
The Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that our houses they are filled with food that will last a year. And the Shaykh praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the messenger.
الموفق من رزق طاعة الله ولم تنهي الدنيا عن الآخرة.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given success is the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not busy him with the dunya, whereby this individual is negligent with regards to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الموفق من سخر بدنه عافيته ماله لله وفي الله قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that the one who has been given success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who uses his physical blessing and his material blessings in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is not busy by these things, just like the Shaykh mentioned the verse whereby Allah states the meaning of قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةِ verily my prayer ونسكي my sacrifice إِنَّ الصَّلَاةِ ونسكي وَمَحْيَايَ my life وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ and my death and my life of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all worlds.
الموفق.
And the successful one
من سخر من سخر
is the one who uses
هباك الله له لأجل الله.
He uses
من سخر هباك الله له
the one who uses those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him for in Allah's path or for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَابْتَغِي فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala is reminding us of the ayah and seek with that which Allah has given you دار الآخرة.
وَلَا تَنْسَى وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. توازن يذكرنا بمقولة علي بن أبي طالب التي قال فيها كما ذكرنا في الدرس الماضي عش في دنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا واعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا واعمل لآخرتك كأنك تموت غدا.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that this verse use that or seek that Allah loves al-muhsineen or those who do good. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated that in this ayah is an explanation of this balance that he referred to in the previous lesson, and also the statement of Ali ibn Abi Talib, whereby he stated that with regards to your dunya, live as if you will live forever, and with regards to your akhirah, live as if you will die tomorrow. And these admonishments and advice, and these manners and teachings, and these directives,
هناك توازن ما بين طغيان الدنيا ورغبات الروح.
It gives the individual a balance between those material pleasures and also the life of the spirit.
كل ما كنا قريبين كان هناك فهم صحيح لا بفهم الصوفية الذين تركوا كل شيء ولا بفهم المترفين إنما فهم من ساروا على خطى سيد المرسلين صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala stated by studying the prophetic lifestyle and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and knowing how he lived his life, it causes us to reach or it allows us to reach this balance and not go to extremes like the extreme Sufis who do away with the worldly pleasures and not like those people who have been encompassed by the material goods or worldly pleasures. Rather, the individual is balanced, just as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the pinnacle with regards to being balanced between the worldly life and the akhirah.
هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله جماعة المسجد هنا خضيافة. حياكم الله جميعا.
And with this, the Sheikh Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala concludes tonight's lesson by sending presents and invitations of all the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as is normal, the brothers of the Masjid invite you all to partake in tea and coffee and sweets. And there will be a lesson tomorrow night at the Sheikh's house, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And with that concludes tonight's lesson.